You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, so we are back, and I'm joined in studio by some of our lovely young politicians at the university, or political affiliates at the university. I might just start off with getting you guys to introduce yourselves and what club you're a part of. So if you want to speak into the mic.
So my name's Emma Cooper-Williams. I am the chair of the Princes Street branch of Young Labour. Also help to get people involved in the Auckland Northland region. So also a student here, and it's been great to be a part of O-Week and get more people involved.
Oh, brilliant.
My name is Nicholas. I'm the co-convener for the Greens on campus. We also had a really great clubs expo. I got lots of sign-ups. And, yeah.
Good stuff.
My name is Felix. I'm president of ACT on Campus UA. We've had a great all week, lots of sign-ups, and helping connect people with David and the party.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm Louis Ngabo from Young New Zealand First. I'm also a member of the national executive team. And we also had a good all week.
Yeah, I love that. I'm kind of curious. I just wanted to start off with a basic non-political, well, it is political, but why do you guys, just very quickly, align with your political affiliations? What are the principles that make you want to align with it?
I guess in my case, it's mostly to do with putting our country first, mm-hmm. and funding our healthcare, funding our education system, and providing better infrastructure for our people.
Mm. I guess for me, it's about freedom and liberty and kind of allowing people to live the lives they want without kind of intervention from other people. Mm.
Yeah, Nicholas from the Greens here. I think my affiliation with the Greens is due to my view that society is unequal and unfair, and some people start with far lower and some people start far higher, and we need to do more to equalize conditions and help people in society live happy lives. Mm.
Yeah, also following on from that, I just think there are so many inequities, and there's actually so many factors in society that influence each other. And if we can provide infrastructure that takes into account all the different determinants and how those affect each other, you know, we're going to be much better, and there's going to be a lot more people who are, you know, living optimally without being disadvantaged.
Mm, I love that. Some great explanations from everyone. So the first thing that I thought we should talk about is something that students are always in the news about, which is the fees-free policy. And I think I might start off with our Labour, Emma. So the criticism about this is kind of that maybe it's spending at the wrong time in terms of we have a lot of issues within our society, and this seems kind of superfluous to some people. What do you think about that kind of criticism?
Mm. I mean, I think it's tricky because for a lot of issues, there's never going to be a right time. You know, we want our next generation to feel confident about our futures, and I think we're not getting that in a lot of ways through a number of different issues. And, you know, by allowing people who are just starting out, you know, just leaving school, that's one thing that there's going to be, you know, less worry about for those people. You know, we've got such high rates of mental health issues and depression, and, you know, a lot of that can stem down to financial issues and how difficult it is to actually, you know, be studying and live a good life and support yourself and look after yourself at the same time. So if we can help to look after our country, we're absolutely going to do that, and we are going to make that a priority.
Mm. Do you have any criticism for that perspective? No?
Oh yeah, sure. I'll take up that role. I think that, you know, the Labour government introduced fees-free with the kind of justification that it'll increase enrolments, but it actually hasn't done that in the last 2 years. And the people who are accessing this program are actually like middle-class people who would have gone to university anyway through a student loan scheme or through being paid for it by their parents. And I think the policy in the long term is going to damage New Zealand universities, because what you're essentially doing is you're essentially establishing a system where the state has, you know, most of the funding, and when the state, you know, when physical blowouts happen and when you get problems with that funding, the education will have to be downgraded and universities will slip through the rankings, and it's going to really hurt our opportunities and our ability to get a job because our education will not be worth as much.
Mm. I think with that perspective, it's quite interesting in terms of, it sounds like don't do this because we've got we shouldn't do this one thing because it's got issues in other areas, and instead of actually creating the space to actually talk about how we deal with those issues, it's just, let's end the conversation. Do I have any other thoughts?
Yeah, if I may, I think what Felix is saying is really interesting because he's pointing out the lack of investment from the government in universities and our declining rankings, which if you look at the University of Auckland, we've been declining for a long time. Mm. And Stuart McCutcheon himself ties that to funding at the University of Auckland, which has been decreasing both at, in relative terms. If you compare it to the universities that are highly ranked, we see that those are well-funded universities. So this discussion that, like, oh, if we're making university free for first years or the first 3 years of your education, then the university rankings are going to decline, I don't think that's really valid, because that's not inherently tied to a government's level of funding for the university itself rather than for its students enrolling.
I see you wanted to jump in, Larry.
Yes, I just wanted to give the New Zealand First perspective on this.
Oh, yeah.
So naturally, it's a Labour policy, and mm-hmm. New Zealand First did have a different tertiary education policy going into the last election. However, we are in solidarity with Labour in the sense that we don't believe that it is in the best interest of the country to have a high number of our young people in debt. So if we can have a program that will alleviate the debt burden on our young people, we can support that, but we did have a different policy.
And we've just been joined by our young Nat. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hi guys, sorry, it's International Women's Day, so I was just at the Auckland Regional Women's Facility supporting our Aurora event. So big shout out to everyone who is role models who are women.
Oh.
So we're obviously Alfred Street, it's a branch here, and we would love your support, and I hope if you align with our values and what we have to say.
Brilliant. I might get you to pop around the corner here.
Okay.
Have a seat. We were just talking about the fees-free policy for students. So I guess you're the last person we've had to speak about it. What do you think about the fees-free policy for tertiary students?
Well, we think there's a better way to spend the billions of dollars. And it actually hasn't actually showed any sort of impact in terms of enrollment rates. So especially what's most concerning is industry training, you know, in a time when we need them the most in terms of filling out shortages. So yeah, we're not very happy with that policy.
Shortages in terms of tertiary education. So you're saying we should reappropriate that funding that would go into our universities, or?
Yeah, so basically, so there's like budget bids, and so education's a massive one. So you only get a certain amount of money for each portfolio. And so, for instance, there's some people that say, oh, this money could have gone towards teachers, a time where they also need a lot of support.
I see a young green smiling over there.
Can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think a lot of this comes down to what a really troubling trend in modern political discussions and debates. That is called whataboutism. Mm. Instead of addressing the merits of a policy of what about this, what about this, what about this? And national and ACT policies aren't going to address like teacher shortages or funding for teachers. Oh. Like, you can disagree, sure, but you're not addressing the merits of making university education more accessible by making it free. You're just saying, oh, what about this? What about this? What about this? And that's not addressing the argument. That's not engaging in productive political discourse.
I think the problem with the fees-free policy is like twofold, in that, first of all, I think I've established that like with the policy, you're essentially giving money to like middle-class people who had already gone to university, and so it's a poor use of money. It's inefficient. And other parties like National ACT do actually have alternatives in terms of education funding where we think would be better spent. For example, ACT wants to spend $2 billion on paying primary teachers, intermediate teachers, high school teachers more, because those benefits from that sort of funding will be more beneficial to more students across the country, to students who don't necessarily go to university. And if you help establish their education and make sure they're set up for a job and at that stage in life, then it's going to benefit them a lot more. I just think that ultimately, like, the case for this kind of funding is poor and it's inefficient.
Yeah, so we would say, so for instance, we also wanted to help lift the accommodation supplement, which is one of the barriers to university is obviously the cost, especially cost of living. And also what's ironic as well is what the government's currently done is they've scrapped a whole lot of scholarships. They actually targeted people from backgrounds that are disadvantaged, and that's really where we need to put investment in, is people that may not be otherwise be able to go to university, not people who they're lucky enough where they've had experiences that they can just go into university.
Yeah, so both have interesting points, but actually I'd like to